It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula, and Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy election year.
Happy election year. Big one.
I'm very good. Really good, thank you.
Did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, I did take some time out. I just stayed at home, but I had a politics-free zone.
Well, that's a good thing to do, especially because, as you're saying, it will be a big, big old year for politics in Aotearoa. And it has been a big, old, busy couple of weeks, though, since we last spoke to you. We're going to talk about something that has obviously been a huge tragedy across in Australia. That is the bushfire crisis. And this has obviously been happening for quite some months now. But some of the reports we've been seeing have shown that there's been an alarming spread of disinformation around how the fires have started, particularly. For example, there's been quite a distracting focus on arson in some reports rather than the underlying issue of climate change creating these fire conditions. I'm really interested in how you think we should be tackling the issue of disinformation in a massive crisis like this, Paula.
Oh, gosh. That's a big question, isn't it? And we all have a responsibility, from, you know, leaders to the media to, you know, those on social media that are sort of also disseminating the information. So, you know, it's sort of, it can't come down to sort of one person or how they do it. And I suppose you can put that into so many different contexts. I actually yesterday was with the Australian Consulate General and was talking about the fires, obviously, with him, and just how big the issue is. And, you know, he just sort of said there's no doubt about it that in the last sort of 19 years you've just seen, you know, extraordinary circumstances that you would generally see in once in 100 years, you know, happen twice in 2 decades kind of thing. So, look, I don't have an easy answer for, you know, how one makes sure the right information is getting out there, but I've got to say it's not helpful when people are, you know, putting the wrong sort of stuff out there. And from what I can see, because of the climate and the weather, you know, this was going to happen.
So for New Zealand, what do you think are some of the biggest climate change disaster risks that we face and that we should be concerned about? And what should we be doing to prepare for these, Paula?
Well, certainly because we are such small islands, you know, the whole three of them, but and all that's around them, you can see that water lapping up to our edge. That means that it affects homes. You can see places like the Thames Plains where, you know, you've got that risk of salt water, you know, coming more and more in, and how we sort of protect against that. And so that's sort of a combination of mitigation and sort of playing our part worldwide, which I think we've got consensus across all of the parties that there's a, you know, a role for us to play. I always think that for us too, there's so much invested in our beautiful green country, whether it's from our exports and the produce that we're exporting, that we get a higher premium on them because people see us as that. So we do have a responsibility to do things here in New Zealand, even if they're not going to make a huge impact on worldwide emissions. You know, it's still about us playing a part, and I think that we as New Zealanders would reap the benefits for it too.
On other enormous things that have happened over the sort of Christmas period is, of course, what's happening with the US and Iran. Now, expert in foreign policy Professor Robert Patman has said that the New Zealand government has been too timid in its response to the targeted killing of General Soleimani by America, and that we should be aligning ourselves with the United Nations and a rules-based international order. Does your party agree with this?
Well, look, you're testing me there. I'm not an expert in international relations, and certainly in something like this. So I am cautious in how I approach it, because saying the wrong thing, as we've just said, you know, can lead to sort of more damage. Look, we would like to see a stronger response. And we are obviously, like the rest of New Zealand and the rest of the world, you know, concerned and really watching. We're wanting to play a part with the government and have full briefings from them. And I know that speaking to our foreign affairs and our defence with Mark Mitchell and Jerry Brownlee, you know, both have sort of been a bit frustrated in the lack of information coming from the government. But yeah, look, if I'm treading cautiously, it's for good reason. I think that it's those that are the experts that should be speaking in that area.
I'm sure this is, again, probably a question which requires a deal of expertise in the area as well. But I have been interested to hear that Mark Mitchell was raising concerns that if the Iranian government was to fall, it might, his words were, create a vacuum where there's a real risk that ISIS would come back. What does National or yourself think is the best way of resolving this standoff? Just a nice easy question for 10 to 8 on a Wednesday.
Yeah, well, Well, gosh, I wish, you know, there are ways to resolve this, and that's by people actually having clear heads, the leaders of the world, and working their way through instead of, you know, what can sometimes be or look like a kind of a fast response, that sometimes it takes cool heads and to think through the sort of repercussions of what can happen. I think that that's what Mark's raising. You can react to one thing and then, you know, the unintended consequences can sometimes end up worse. So, you know, I would caution sort of calm heads and thinking through just what you're trying to achieve.
And finally, I just wanted to chat to you a little bit about what National Party leader Simon Bridges has said recently around his fears about the politicisation of the police, or potential politicisation of the police, after a raid on a right-wing activist's home. So Simon has said that he's concerned that this could be potential politicisation of the police force. We've seen in New Zealand's history questions raised before about police raids. For example, you've got the Dawn raids, or in the Uruweras as well. So why is National choosing to speak up now?
You know, I mean, that was an extraordinary circumstance. You know, a man with his very young family and, you know, a number of police turning up, and he had, you know, given a submission at Parliament, and there was concerns that it was information from that led to it, and it did seem from the outside, and I'm not privy to all information, but to be at the extreme at the most. And in that case, one, you know, I think Simon's just raising that we do have one of the least corrupt police forces in the world, and that's something we should be proud of, and that they have an absolute separation of powers. I once was the Minister of Police, and I can tell you that, you know, they used to guard that with everything they had, that separation of, you know, politicising. And, you know, there's just been a few circumstances of late that just lead us to be, you know, a little bit cautious. And I think Simon was just ringing an alarm bell and saying to the police, protect that with everything you've got. It's a good thing for New Zealand.
It certainly is good to have that distinction. But I guess what I'm interested in is, are you not concerned that perhaps around this particular issue, being maybe the first time we've heard Simon Bridges be quite vocal about this, it seems almost like an alignment of politics in itself, perhaps?
Well, it's not the first time he's raised it. We certainly raised it when there was a lot going on with Wally Homaha in the past. We certainly raised it when you could see that, you know, Police Minister Stuart Nash was, you know, calling out other police officers in a fun way around, you know, who can press the most things on the, you know, gym and all of these. You know, and it just, you could just sort of get a sense that there was, you know, certainly a lot more involvement from a minister in a government than there normally would be in positions. So it's not the first time we've raised it, and you know, I just suppose we do sort of give a bit of a warning out there that, you know, let's make sure the police do protect that.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to have you back on the show this year. We really appreciate you chatting to us this morning about some big topics, even before 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's always a great way to kick off the week. So thank you very much for that, Paula, and we'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you. Have a great 2020.
Cheers.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.